Let's go to the phone lines and welcome in the head skipper of the Razorback baseball team, Dave Van Horn, here on the Morning Rush. Dave, really appreciate you joining us, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Hey, and thanks for coming on with us. I'm just curious about this, obviously, with the regional coming up. You've been here before. You've gone through the postseason before, Coach. And when it comes to this weekend, do you treat this weekend as far as your routines and how you approach it differently than what you do in the regular season? Do things change? Do they stay the same? Just how do you handle that compared to what you do in the regular season in these weekends?
We try to keep it as close to regular season routine as possible. You know, obviously, game times could be different. There's either a game before you or after you most of the time. So everything's not quite as easy, you know, getting around, access, different things, because it's NCAA run event. But for the most part, it's just kind of business as usual.
Now, you've made the decision to go with Connor Nolan for game one and reserve Isaiah Campbell for the second game. And in previous regionals, you've went with your normal Friday starter, your number one pitcher in game one. What led you to viewing this regional a little bit differently in your pitching rotation?
Well, I feel like that we have the luxury of doing that. You know, this year, it seems like, you know, Campbell obviously has gone first every weekend. But Connor Nolan's been throwing the ball extremely well. We've had a little more time to rest. Sometimes, you know, you're playing all the way through the last day of a conference tournament. It gives guys short rest if you wanted to throw somebody different. In this case, you know, Connor hasn't thrown for almost a week. He's thrown extremely well his last three or four outings, especially he's thrown really well at home. He's a strike thrower. It just kind of added up to us. Central Connecticut is a very right-handed hitting team, so we just felt good about it.
Speaking with Dave Van Horn, head coach of the Razorback baseball team right now on the Morning Rush. Coach, now that you had a chance to look at these teams that you're going to be facing in this regional, how do you feel about the draw that you got? What do you make of the matchups that your team will be facing this weekend in Fayetteville and just the opponents themselves?
Well, I think that our regional, you know, we've got a couple of, obviously, Power Five conference schools, big-name schools with TCU and University of California. You know, they've been through the battles that we have as far as playing the competition that we've played most of the year. You know, Central Connecticut, you know, they're a little different as far as, you know, who they play, because you look at the schedule and their opponents. But what they've done is lately they've played well. They have an experienced pitching staff, juniors and seniors, and not overpowering type arms, but guys that know how to pitch. And they really don't walk anybody. Just looking at their numbers, they've done a great job of making teams earn what they get. And you know, the field's tough. It's hard to say. You know, it's one weekend, who's going to play well, who's not. A lot of things go into it. You know, we don't know anything about, you know, the health of other teams. We've had some sickness in our going around a little bit. We're starting to get healed up. We've had four or five of our, you know, guys that are in the lineup all the time and pitching have had, you know, some sickness that we're trying to get them full strength. They're not quite there yet. So it's just a lot plays into it. It's about timing, and hopefully we'll play well this weekend and start getting it rolling again.
Yeah. Part of that, obviously, is the hitting that really was probably not up to the level you wanted to see at the SEC tournament. Now that, you know, you're back, academics are behind you, graduation's done, it's really, you know, 100% baseball. Anything been different in the routine to get ready for this weekend and maybe get the hitting back to the level that certainly has led to the success and the number five seed nationally overall heading back into this weekend?
Yeah, I think offensively, you know, there's always reasons for everything, and you got to give Texas A&M and Georgia and Ole Miss and some of these teams that we faced, their pitchers were incredible. I mean, you look at the games in the SEC tournament the first 3 days. Scores were 1-0, 2-1, 3-2. You got guys throwing 93, 94, 95, all the way up to 98 miles an hour at us. And, you know, we hit some balls hard. We struck out too much down in College Station. It's been a little bit of both. I think great pitching and guys that are going to probably pitch in the big leagues, to be honest with you. Four of the five starters we saw this past week, I would say they're going to pitch in the big leagues if they stay healthy. and we were a little tired, no doubt about it. We felt like our guys were starting to get a little tired, especially in the tournament. You can kind of see it. I think rest has been good. That's been how we've changed a little bit how we've gone about things this week, over the weekend, and then the first few days of this week. Just less swings, back to basics, really studying Central Connecticut a little bit and how we want to attack them, and just getting these guys built back up.
All right, Coach, before we let you get out of here, obviously you've been in a lot of postseason play at Arkansas and even at Nebraska before you arrived in Fayetteville. You've played at home. You've played on the road. You've been in all different types of environments. Just how big of a difference is it to have the regionals and even super regionals at home at Baumwalker Stadium in front of 10,000-plus Razorback fans? How big of a difference is that than just going on the road?
Well, I think the last few years we played really well at home, and there were a few years that we didn't play well at home. I don't know if we just didn't handle playing in front of our fans well or what. I remember in 2009, really the second half of the season, we were supposed to be really good. It wasn't going real good. It was tough playing in front of our fans, and we would go on the road and we'd play well, and at home it wasn't great, and we get sent to a regional at Oklahoma and won that thing, and Super Regional in Florida State won that thing. So that year, it was almost like, hey, on the road, we had a little something going. We're going to go take it to people on the road. But the last couple of years, I think playing at home has been really big for us, especially last year. We didn't win on the road last year. We'd win one out of three against really good teams. They're all ranked in the top 10 in conference play. But at home, we beat everybody. And this year, a little better on the road, and real good at home again. So I would say it's real important, especially for the way we finished the season on the road for 11 days straight, for us to get back and stay here and be in front of our fans and not have to travel, I think was really big. And I think we'll play with a lot of energy this week, and you never know how it's going to go, but that's just my gut feeling on it.
Hey, real quick, we got about 30 seconds. What are one or two things that your team won't enjoy as an amenity you normally have on a home weekend because it's NCAA rules and it's a quote-unquote neutral site?
You know, it used to be where you didn't even get to use the locker room if you started once the game started, which they've changed the rules. And, you know, you earn this right to host this by having a good season. And you used to have to switch dugouts all the time. Now, when we're playing, we get our dugout, which is the third base dugout, even though if we're the visitors, we still may be in the third base. So that's the thing. We actually get to go up and use our dugout or our locker room. So there's not a whole lot of difference. Maybe a little bit of parking issues, ticket issues. But other than that, it's not bad.